Next patient. Next patient is Frederick Adams. Frederick. 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 Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Date of birth is 2-8-54. Date of visit 2-6-24. Please make copy for Allison Townsend, PA. Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N. Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Allison Townsend, PA. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph is for journalists. This is a '69-year-old male. Has a history of recurrent bronchitis, has been experiencing cough and shortness of breath since the past 2 to 3 months. The patient had been exposed to smoke in late September relating to the Canadian fires. And he had another episode of bronchitis in October and was treated at the office, but continued to have coughing spells up until December. Presently, the patient is feeling better, but has an occasional cough and has some wheezing and denies any chest pains, fevers, chills, or night sweats. He has used albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, and past history of lumbar disc disease with laminectomy times 3. He also has had sinus surgery and removal of nasal polyps. Next paragraph, have this patient smoked a pack per day for 25 years and drinks alcohol socially. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of a brain aneurysm. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency or flank pain and denies asthma, hay fever, but has coughing spells and shortness of breath with exertion. Also has some reflux, but no nausea. no diarrhea. Now it's just a jaw pain or palpitations. He has anxiety and depression. He has no easy bruising or enlarged glands, no joint pains or muscles, muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list, Clozaritan 100 mg daily, Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 mg a day, Atorvastatin 20 mg daily, Janumet 50/1000 mg daily, and Tessalon Pearls 200 mg as needed for cough. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no icterus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140/80, pulse is 92, respirations 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 268, saturation 96. HGNT and nomophthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear, he has no inflammation. Next, supplement bruise in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds act. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with varicosities. No calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Acute bronchitis with reactive airways disease resolving. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a CT of the chest with contrast, and also get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and bronchodilator studies. You'll also get a CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. And was advised to use the Ventolin HFA inhaler. 2 puffs TIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ellison Townsend, PA. Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, P-A. Ellison Townsend, PA. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.